This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, and honor belongs to Him this night. Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need that mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we get out of the way, that you may have your way. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anointed with the clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Prepare people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for answering requests, for honoring requests and answering prayers. Hallelujah, according to your will this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And we'll also be looking at John chapter 15, verse 7. And the word of God reads, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." In John 15, verse 7, it says, "If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Also in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, those that will be listening at a later date, hallelujah, we thank God for another opportunity to come before you and bring forth the word of God. On the behalf of myself, Dudley Tebow, as well as my wife, Lisa M. Tebow, we are grateful and thankful for God through the use of the internet that we can bring forth word here tonight, lifting up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Preaching and teaching on a local level, but being able to reach others on a global level, that is a blessing in itself. Bible says in the book of Psalms 37, verse 4, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we want to talk about God's promises requires a process to go through. God's promises requires a process in order for you to go through. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God's word don't change. It is already established in heaven as well as here on earth. God desired to use man or woman to preach his word under the unction of the Holy Spirit of God. that leads, guides, and directs us into total truth. Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Here again in the Word of God, believers in Christ, according to John 15, verse 7, it says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatsoever you will, and it will be given to you. So let God's word become the soundtrack of your life. Let God's word become the soundtrack of your life. When it comes to the word of God, when it comes to us as God's children, as believers in Christ, trust is one of the most important attributes or traits of the Christian walk. You see, trusting God and his process is key to our faith and our Christian journey. People of God, life oftentimes presents us with unseen bends in the road that can throw us off course. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in today, tonight. People of God, life, as we know it, oftentimes presents us with unseen bends in the road that can throw us off course. So it is very important that in the trials and seasons of difficulties that we hold to the course that God has designed for us. Again, for a reminder, as believers in Christ, we need to trust God with all our heart. All means all. Not leaving any part where we are depending on our own understanding. See, the word says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Again here, beloved, we are talking about God's promises requires a process for you to go through. God's promises requires a process for you to go through. Again, for a reminder, as believers in Christ, we need to trust God with all our heart. Yes, all means all. Not leaving any part where we are depending on our own understanding. Trust is dependent on God and God alone. We can trust God because he is reliable and he is faithful. You see, God will give us what we need when we need it. Oh, yes, he will. Bible says that in Proverbs 4, verse 19, for my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God's promises require a process for you to go through. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. It says, tonight, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. People of God, we too in 2021 must keep a soft heart that is willing and open always to hear God's voice if we want to inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus said in his word, in God in the Bible, God's word, that my sheep hear my voice, and no other voice will they follow. Also, if we want the promises of God to manifest in our lives, we must guard ourselves from rebellious attitudes and make sure to maintain a submission type heart towards God. Yes, again, trust is a step-by-step process of submission, following the straightest to the destination that God has determined for us. Trusting God's promises to take you where you need to go. Yes, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. You see, man says, show me and I will trust you. But God, on the other hand, says, trust me and I will show you. You see, God's promises requires a process for you as his child to go through. God's promises is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Again, here in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, but he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. This was when Jesus, he was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. And he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he got real hungry after fasting 40 days, he got hungry. And the devil approached him and told him to turn the stones into bread. Jesus, even in his weakened state, he answered the devil. And he told him, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And we as believers in Christ, in 2021, we have to hold on to what the word says in John 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So we have to stay in obedience and in faith with God to receive from him. Bible says again in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It doesn't say trust in your education, in your money, in your possessions. No, it says trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, good or bad, acknowledge him. Acknowledge God. And he shall direct thy path. As a reminder, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God's promises requires us to go through a process. Oh, yes, it does. You see, child of God, a promise from God always requires you to go through a process in order for you to obtain it. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening. We are talking about God's promises that requires a process for us to go through. So again, as a child of God, a promise from God always, not sometimes, but it always requires you as his child to go through a process in order for you to obtain the promise. You see, God is more interested in your journey with him than the destination you're trying to arrive at. As a believer in Christ, before God walks you into the promise, he will walk you through the process. It's tight, but it's right. And it's absolute truth. Because God's word don't change for no one. God's promises require you to walk through a process in order to obtain it. The word process is defined as a series of actions or steps which is taken in order to achieve a particular end. Yes? Again, the word process is defined as a series of actions or steps taken in order for you to achieve a particular end. Child of God, always keep this in mind, that everything we get from God is by faith. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, it let us know that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Also, when we go a little bit further, we will find that in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, we must seek the Lord while he may be found. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. You see, faith is what keeps you. Faith is what keeps you going until you see God do what he has promised to you, for you. Faith is what keeps you going as a follower of Christ until you see God do what he has promised for you. You see, faith causes you to say, I may not have seen it yet, but if God promises, I am sure I will. Because God is not a man that he should lie, the Son of Man that he should repent. So believer in Christ, if you come to a decision and settle in your mind that you will go through the process that God will use to bring about his promises, it will strengthen your faith, your own faith. Again, believer in Christ, if you settle in your own mind that you will go through a process that God will use to bring about his promises, it will strengthen your faith in your life. Remember this, through the process, God will fulfill his promises made to you. Yes, believer in Christ, you learn to have faith when everything is going against you. When your back is against the wall and you don't know which way to go. And all that you have is what God promised. You see, God has something significant for your life. You are not here by accident or by chance, but you are here by divine providence. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." God's promises requires a process for you to go through. Beloved, the secret to the fulfilled life is to find your purpose and walk in it. The secret to the fulfilled life in your life is for you to find your purpose and to walk in that purpose. Sure, it is an easy statement to say, but it is a different one to discover, because your destiny involves not only the discovery of your purpose, but also the process that leads to the promise. See, child of God, God used different methods in order to get our attention, in order for our purpose to be accomplished while we're here on this earth. Yes, God is good. He uses the process that leads to the promise. Child of God, God will use prophecy, visions and dreams, which are God's given abilities given to you to see what God wants. To see what God wants to do through your life, your personal life. As he directs you and guides you. On the other hand, you have to make a decision to dedicate yourself fully to him. You see, these are given in order to release God's purpose into your life. Yes, beloved, God is concern about you, as well as every child of his. God looks over his word in our lives to perform it. You see, the Holy Spirit of God released reveals your purpose through these different methods and take you onward to your destiny. God's process always begins when leaving the familiar and recognizing that God is with you and he will speak to you. Bible says in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God will speak to you. He will deal with you. He will give you opportunities after opportunities to know him and to follow him. You see, the process is designed to cause you to trust God, not just in some things, but in all things. So, believer in Christ, the favor of God comes to you when God is able to trust you. Beloved, all you have to do is to put your own agenda to the side and begin to allow God to trust you with his reign. I'm going to say that again. Beloved, child of God, the favor of God can come to you when God is able to trust you as his child. You see, all you have to do is to put your own agenda aside and begin to allow God to trust you with his breath. God knows best. He knows what it takes in order to use you, in order to work through you. Child of God, never use your age, whether young or old, or your past, to refrain from dreaming. You see, if your dream only includes you, then your dream is too small. Never quit on your dream because of opposition. Dreams are very costly, but they are well worth it. Remember Joseph? Joseph dreamed, told his father and brothers about it. Joseph's dream caused him to be put in a pit. Joseph's dream caused him to be sold into slavery. Joseph's dream caused him to be put in prison. It was very costly. But after a while, God remembered Joseph. And he used Joseph. Matter of fact, Joseph, he helped others while he was in prison. And the king at that particular time had a dream. And no one could have interpreted. But one of those that Joseph, that was with Joseph in prison, remembered him. God has a way to make a way out of no way. Because Joseph had the ability to dream, to interpret dreams. He was brought before the king. And then he interpreted. And the king was so moved by it that he allowed Joseph to be in second command within that part of the nation where the king ruled. So God's dream in your life is needed in order to bless others. Because without us, God's people, walking in God's dreams, we prevent others from walking in their own. You see, beloved, the church as a whole is a body that is intertwined, interlinked. So we need to pray for one another. We need to stand in the gap and intercede for one another. So again, tonight we are talking about God's promises requires a process for you to go through.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
on the wall.
God is good and worthy to be praised. Yes, Jesus loves you. And we love you too. And the Lord, hallelujah, because the Bible commands us to love one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, again, we are talking about God's promises requires a process for you to go through. We just thank God again for those that are listening in, those that we listen in at a later date. Hallelujah. We thank God for your diligence to be here with us, lifting up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. I thank God for my wife, hallelujah, for being with me in the ministry to go forward with the word of God. So God's promise requires a process for you as his child to go through. So believers in Christ, we was talking about Joseph's dream. So here, don't hold on to your dreams. Don't let it die. Dare to dream again. It may cost you, but in the end, it will be worth it. Because God's promises require a process for you to go through. Here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, the word says, but those who wait on the Lord shall those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So, beloved, trust in God. It's trusting the process that we are going through. Foundation for all believers in Christ. Because we are called to see by faith, to walk by faith. We don't go by what we see, but we go by what we know, according to God's word. You see, faith allows the believer in Christ to see beyond and keep our eyes on the horizon. You see, the faith factor is what we need in order to build our trust and to help us grow through the process. Again, here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So make a decision here tonight. Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. Child of God, faith, your faith has to tap into God's power, which will help us with potentials to live to our fullest capacity. Yes, faith in God, because he's reliable, he's dependable. We can depend on him. He will move as he sees fit. So, child of God, when you believe what you read in God's word, and you believe what you say will happen, then the mountains in your life will move. Because God's promises requires a process for you as his child to go through. So we got to get to the place in life where we are trusting God's process. The book of James in chapter 4, verse 8, the 8th clause of the verse says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Remember that also in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, a question may be asked here. How do a believer in Christ activate or turn on God's promises in their lives? Well, the first thing to do is to maintain a soft heart. In the book of Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 11, the word of God says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says today, even in 2021, if you will hear God's voice, harden not your heart, as in the rebellion, in the days of trials, in the wilderness, where your father tested me, proved me, and saw my works, 40 years, whereof I was angry with that generation, and said, they do always go astray in their own heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. But this is God's word to the nation of Israel that he brought out of bondage to Egypt. These were supposed to be the people of God. But because of their choices and hearts, God said that they shall not enter into my rest. This means that they would never enter the promised land. We know the story. After being led by the deliverer by the name of Moses, a journey that was supposed to only take 3.5 days wound up to be, they were stuck in the wilderness for 40 years. Beloved, the promised land was the huge promise that God had gave to his people, the Israelites. He had promised them a land of their own, for their own inheritance. But because they were God's special chosen people, but because of their choices and their hardness of heart, they forfeit the promise of God because their heart were hardened. You see, beloved, God's promises requires a process for you to go through, and also for a heart that remains soft and not hard. But when we allow our heart to get hardened, we cannot understand God's ways, because it blinds us to what God is doing and what he is saying. Yes, beloved, even today in 2021, if you, as a believer in Christ, will hear God's voice, do not harden your heart. with stubborn and rebellious attitudes. You must keep a soft heart, a heart that is willing and open to hearing God's voice, in order for you to inherit the promises of God. If you want the promises of God to be manifested in your life, you must guard yourself again from rebellious attitudes, and to make sure to maintain a submissive heart towards God. Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be with an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Don't allow sin to derail you, because sin can deceive you, so that truth, God's truth, seems to be like a lie, and that lies seems to be like the truth. So always be mindful that unbelief and doubt can sit in your heart, which can cause it to harden. You see, if you are living right now, this night, if you are living in unbelief, you cannot expect to see the promises of God in your life. Remember that God's promises are always available to believers in Christ, but not to doubters. So believing and obeying God are keys to unlocking God's promises in your life. Remember that God's promises, God is faithful. If he promises, he shall bring it to pass. But also remember that God rewards faith and not unbelief. God's promises requires a process for you to go through. Hebrews 11 and 6 reminds us when it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and that he is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him." We go on a little bit further in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 2. It says, "For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." So here in the scripture, it tells us, children of God, child of God, that children of God heard God's word and his promises, but they did not receive anything from God because they did not combine what they heard with faith. They never obtained what God promised, what God promised them, because they walked in unbelief instead of walking in faith. Remember again what Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, faith is believing that you already have it, that you already have what you are hoping for. It is pulling God's promises, spiritual realm, into the physical realm. Remember that a promise is defined as a declaration, or an assurance that one will do a particular thing. Believers in Christ, according to John 15, verse 7, it says, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatsoever you will, and it will be given to you. So let God's word become the soundtrack of your life. Yes, God promises requires a process for you to go through. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Believer in Christ, trust requires a heart. It requires a heart decision and a willing surrender of all your heart to God. Trust, again, it is a step-by-step process of submission, following the straightest path to the destiny that God has determined for you. Trust God's promises to take you where you need to go. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Again, man says, show me and I will trust you. But God, on the other hand, says, trust me and I will show you. God's promise requires a process for you to go through. Believers in Christ, rest in God's promises. Here is a biblical example when we look at the book, in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. It says, now it came to pass as they went that Jesus entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. And she heard his word. But Martha was distracted about much serving and came to Jesus and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Child of God, don't let things distract you or worry you. I'm going to say it again. Don't let things distract you or worry you. Remember, God's promises require the process for you to go through. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the teaching tonight. I thank you for your word that will not return to you void. I thank you that your word, you look over your word to perform it. Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for touching those that need a touch tonight. For those that are in need for things to be turned around in their faith. Work it out in their behalf. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. We are so grateful and thankful again for you answering prayers, honor and request. But most of all, Precious Father, for moving rapidly from this night forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for your teaching. And we just want to invite you to invite others to listen to the broadcast so that they can learn something possibly to make their lives better. I'll say possibly, because you have to accept it in order to make your life be better. Please join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number to call is 347-826-9424. Please share that number. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. And dial in to listen to the broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like for us to discuss, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. We thank you for your participation and your support. God bless you. God loves you, and we love you too. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we pray that you will join us again, the Lord willing, on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, and God bless.